Our Man in Havana at the Queen's is Clive Francis' adaptation of the Graham Greene 1958 novel. The play was last of the novels designated by the author as entertainment. It tells the story of Wormald, a hapless Hoover salesman unwittingly recruited by the British Secret Service, who invents a network of fictitious contacts and dispatches diagrams of vacuum cleaner parts as classified information. So was this Wormald a spinner of wild fictions masquerading as a spy, or a spy working under the cover of fiction? Last seen in 2007, this adaptation fillets the novel into a fast-moving four-handed farce. It serves the material faithfully, while never squandering an opportunity to set it up. Sam Courbet plays a bewildering amount of roles, and I question him on how difficult a role this was.
It has been a tough one. First of all, we had a reduced time on it. We kind of, in the end, had 2 weeks because we overlapped it with Panto. So we were sort of struck with time. The script in itself is a bit of a tall ask, just because, you know, I mean, on the whole, there's probably about 30-odd characters between us that we're kind of sharing. So it's about finding a through line for each individual character in order to serve the plot, the overall plot of the play. So, it has been tough. I think, you know, we've found for ourselves elements that we enjoy within it, and I think that's kind of paramount with a show like this. Otherwise, you do end up just running around like a headless chicken. And
one massive strength of this production is its design. Just using four large wooden panels, the audience are transported effortlessly from scene to scene. I asked director Bob Carlton where he got his inspiration.
The technique of using sliders like that comes from the Restoration Theatre, where they didn't have flying, so they used to bring things on. So that's kind of where that comes from. And also, there's a lot of scenes in the play. It has to move very fast. So we wanted to make it kind of filmic. So they were like cinematic wipes. And there's only one blackout in the show. So that's what we were trying to do. We were trying to make it sort of cinematic.
But that's fine once you get into the theatre, but when you're rehearsing that in a hall somewhere, that must be so difficult to do.
Well, it is. We had four things on wheels, which represented the screens and the furniture, and I worked stuff out with a load of toy soldiers and four pieces of card. But then, of course, you go in with these ideas and the actors come up with much better ideas.
Tom Stanbury is the admin director. Did he think Our Man was right for the Queen's?
Well, I think it's very interesting. We've done one Graham Greene adaptation before, which was really, really popular. In fact, people at the time said it was one of the best things we've done. So I think bringing this really charming novel to the stage, I think it's going to bring Graham Greene to a whole new audience.
This season's opener for the Queen's is a delight. The humour in the dialogue and elsewhere is dry and funny in a wink and a nod kind of way. Reminds me of a Woodhouse with smarter characters, but with similar dry British humour and hilarious anecdotes. A delightful farce that manages to be serious and laugh out loud funny at the same time. Well directed, well acted, there isn't a weak link in this very busy cast, and perfectly plotted. So, why should you see this show?
I think, you know, for this, the kind of the craft of quick change and sleight of hand and sliding of shutters and revelation, I think should be a huge draw for this show.
Four great performers, a beautiful design, beautiful lighting design, a great production, a great adaptation, actually. The skill of making a novel into a play, I think, is a great skill. In the end, it's just a great evening in the theatre.
But I think it's funny, not in a belly laugh way, but you tend to sit and smile through it. So it's very funny, but it also has this wonderful thriller element, and it's quite a tense piece, like a film noir. So I think it's got the combination of those. So you laugh, but there's also a kind of thriller type tension in it. He called it a comedy thriller, the novel, one of his entertainments. He didn't regard it as a novel; regarded it as an entertainment. And I hope we've kind of captured that.
Our Man in Havana runs at the Queen's Theatre, Hornchurch, from now until the 22nd of February.